This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Where the Bloody Marys, you are on Joy 94.9, and I've got Ando in the studio with me this morning. My name is Greta. Ando, this is a bit of a choppy topic, and I'm intrigued to see where the journey that you're about to take me on, as they say on reality TV. Private financial questions in job interviews.
Yeah, so not so much private, well, I guess it is private, but in interviews, a current practice that is quite common is to ask a candidate, can I ask what you're currently earning? So in other words, if you're a journalist at blah, blah, and you're going to company X, they will often say, what's your current salary?
Huh.
Which kind of then, take it a bit further, informs the company, like if I've got a job and it's $90,000 and it's for a journalist and you come in and you go, well, I'm currently earning $70,000 and I'd be looking for more, please.
Yes.
Then suddenly the organisation goes, okay, we can give her 78 and she's going to be happy and we've saved ourselves 12 grand.
Sure.
So this thing's happened in the US and it's touching Australia because Lion, who is the big booze company that makes like James Bogues and some other, but they make James Squire and Bogues, actually, I combined the two. They've got a big operation in Australia as well as in the US.
Uh-huh.
17 states across the US have banned companies from asking potential employees or candidates how much they're currently earning in their current role.
Huh.
And so the question now, everyone's pointing to Line going, are you going to do it in Australia? And then what's the powers that be? Because there's lots of questions that are banned. You know, you can't ask someone, are you planning on starting a family? Or how old are you? Or even questions like where you live are a little bit dicey. But this one, the dollars one, has always just been a very standard one.
Yes, because that's for people who have career-oriented goals in terms of, like, part of the reason why they work is for pay rises. And because obviously not everyone's in that machine, but for people who are, it's often part of the reason why they're changing jobs is not just for a new experience, but hopefully for a pay rise.
More money, that's right. And I think a lot of people, when they get asked that question, throw an extra $10,000, $5,000, $2,000, yeah, depending on what the remuneration's going to be. But, you know, I'm currently on 150 and you watch their jaw drop. Okay, I'm on 70. Okay, I'm on 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Know? But it does raise that question of, you know, because behind this is actually about equality for pay.
Yes.
So I used to, having worked in HR, get quite upset when a hiring manager would say to me, you know, Ando, I'm going to promote someone from my team into this role, but we won't increase the pay, or we won't put it to what it would be equivalent to if they were hiring someone from outside. That really shits me, because you've got to, even if it is, you know, the line, it's good for your development, and then we just won't pay you.
Yeah.
So
please.
So if you were going, if that person wasn't there, you would go external, hire from market and pay them what the role is worth. Why don't you pay the internal person?
Absolutely. It's funny you should mention this. I was listening to a podcast about this the other day and how companies are starting to realise that they can't just focus on shareholders and they need to start actually nurturing their staff and their suppliers and the community surrounding their staff again, because that's how you get the best out of people, because then people actually enjoy their job and it all goes from there.
Yeah, it does. Though the challenge with that is employee engagement is a long-term burn. It's not just we'll do a rah-rah session on Friday and everything will be happy for the rest of the year.
Yes.
Shareholder return is a short-term game, particularly in Australia, where shareholders, you know, if we said, oh, our share price is going to go backwards for the next 12 months as we focus on the culture of the organisation, no shareholder's going to go, okay, then drop your share price. So a CEO or an exec's challenge is competing demands that are very, very different. The internal demand is we want a culture where we want to feel engaged and have purpose and meaning.
Yes.
And a shareholder, external market that wants financial return.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
I just think everyone should just have nice, warm time with each other, and that's why I'm not a CEO, you know?
Yeah, really.
I mean, working for my company would be fun.
Yeah. Company of how many?
Well, at the moment, it's just me and the oven.
And the rubber glove.
And the rubber glove and the spoons.
So, I'm really keen to watch this space and see what happens across Australia. I personally think it'd be unreal to remove the ability to ask the question of how much are you currently earning so that we see more pay equity across gender, but also for internal candidates that are kind of being, I think, underpaid or the companies are saving money by promoting up.
Yeah. So. And you're so right, experience. Oh, please, experience only keeps you happy for so long before you're like, gosh darn it, I can't buy any more spoons for my face.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.